Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom for the new movie Imaginary. Actor Tom Payne, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm well, Mario. Thank you for having me.
Well, first off, baby number two is on the way. Congratulations. Do we know?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in a rocker that we just got from a friend, which we didn't have for the first one, and I'm regretting that choice.
Wise investment. Do you know what you're having?
We do, but we're not making it public yet.
You're not sharing. What's baby number one?
Baby number one is a boy.
Is a boy. Oh wow, you got a boy there off the bat. Nice. Do you have a name picked out?
Say again.
Do you have a name picked out?
We think we do, but we're also like, well, I'm a bit more reticent about giving it out than my wife. But like, I don't like saying that first because I don't want to see people's reactions.
No, right.
When the baby is there in front of them, it's like, that's the baby's name. People are like, okay, I have to accept it.
Exactly.
But when they're not quite here yet, people can give their opinions too freely. And I don't need that.
That's a wise choice. I agree. I actually waited on all my kids to find out what they were. And
that's wild. I don't know how you can do that.
It's fun. If you go for number three, I suggest it. Especially if you have one of each, right? I think it's the way to go.
Yeah, if you've already had one of each, yeah, I can see that could be workable.
Yes.
I like to be prepared.
Yes, yes. Good luck with that. And congratulations again on the new film. Imaginary is the title. It looks pretty scary there. What's the premise?
The premise is, I play a father in the movie, first time playing a father, and I have a teenage daughter and a younger daughter, and I guess preteen. And I get remarried to the lead of the movie, DeWanda Wise, and we move into her childhood home. And in that childhood home, my younger daughter gains an imaginary friend.
Oh, that's the tease. That's it. Okay.
That's creepy.
And the imaginary friend, I'm assuming, becomes real or has imaginary powers that are very real?
Well, it's a horror movie, so in the promotional materials, you will see that it's a cute little teddy bear, but he may not be quite as cute as he at first appears, and I mean, the trailers are actually got more in them than I thought they would.
Got it.
But there's a lot to make you jump and make you afraid.
That's a fun, scary premise. I always think whenever you throw kids in a horror film, it makes it scarier. It really does, especially if they're oblivious to everything.
Absolutely. And you know, the girl in the movie, Piper Braun, is such a fantastic, capable young actress that she was really skilled in what she could do in each scene and very professional. And I mean, the movie couldn't be in safer hands as far as child actors go.
How old is she?
In real life, I'll get in trouble with her for getting it wrong. I think she's 10.
Wow, so she's really young. Really?
I think so. Yeah. She's definitely not older than 10, yeah.
Yeah, oh, wow. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, see, that makes it, the younger, the scarier. So, that's good. Do you think this is something that could be a franchise, perhaps?
If it does well, I mean, you know, in that world, everything can be a franchise. Anything can be expanded upon. And there's absolutely, room for expansion.
Where'd you guys film it?
If the movie does well. We shot it in New Orleans.
Oh, a scary city.
yeah. And also, we shot it in the summer, and it was just before the strike, and it was crazy hot. Like, New Orleans, I love New Orleans, but I don't know how people survive those summers. They're just so hot. You walk outside, and you're just wrapped in a blanket.
I love New Orleans as well, the music, the people, the food. But yes, you're in a swamp. You're basically a swamp. So you're just marinating in your own juices all day. It's a weird, weird feeling.
And everyone else is.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's sweating.
Everyone is sweating. You're exactly right. This is cool. Also in the works, this epic Kevin Costner Western. I love me some Westerns. I love me some Kevin Costner. Horizon, an American saga. So who do you play in this?
So I'm in the wagon train portion. So it's a big, it really is an American saga, America in the 1800s, the beginnings of what we are now. And I play a character traveling with my wife in the wagon train across America. And really, so it's coming out in two parts, June and August. And I was super emotional, actually, on set, because it really was everything that you dream of when you're a kid about what shooting a movie is. You were in these epic vistas in the middle of Utah where we shot it. And really the only difference between shooting it now and in the 50s is probably the size of the cameras, because we had all the horses and all the wagons and everyone dressed. And I had to calm myself down a little bit of I'm this guy in this movie. I had to remember you're a real person.
Right.
It's just your real life. Because I was so excited to be doing it and to be in it and to have Kevin directing it.
Oh, so he also directed. That was my next question. Oh, that's cool.
He directed it and wrote it. Like, it's been his passion project since the 80s. And everyone that was there was so excited and happy to be there and happy to be helping him make it a reality. And I think the first trailer should come out in the next month or so. And as you are, I'm really excited to see a Western again and to see a return to things which actually happened.
Yeah.
And could happen and is very grounded and real, away from the superhero stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to check it out. What, where can you see it?
That's going to be in cinemas.
Oh, that's going to be in cinemas. Okay. Got it. Oh, yeah. Cause you said two parts. Back to back in a month. So it's two movies essentially.
Coming out 2 months apart, correct?
You don't see
what you said?
I've never seen that. Yeah. So it's essentially the sequel or broken up.
We just shoot it all at once and then break it in half.
But I'm saying
actually they shot it as two movies.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I saw a test screening, almost a year ago now. And you get to the end of the first one. I mean, it's probably different now, but you get to the end of the first one and you're like, okay, let's watch the next one. And it's cool. Yeah. It's Warner Brothers are releasing it in the cinemas and I'm hearing they're going to do a big push and it's going to be a big event. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to
awesome. I've just never heard of it, the second part being released so soon.
Yeah, so quickly.
Yeah,
I know.
I've never heard of that. That's cool.
But
if
the end of it is, like he said, you're like, you want to watch the next one, then that's good. Because
I would have liked that for The Godfather back in the day. Because The Godfather 2 picks up exactly where it left off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that would, but you had to wait 4 years. wow, very cool. You've been in the States now, over a decade, right?
I have been in the States since 2010. Yeah.
Do you feel more American? No, I don't want to say more American, but Americanized enough, or are you still pretty?
I'm going to, make a post about this, but I did my citizenship a couple weeks ago.
Congratulations.
I went down to the place in downtown LA and held my hand up and did the oath with 20 other people. And it's a wild experience.
There you go.
But I figured I've been here a long time. My son is American. We're going to have another kid. And they can take your green card away, and you never know what's going to happen. And also with a green card, you can't leave for more than 6 months at a time.
Right.
And if I get a job in, a film or a TV show in another country, then that's presents a difficulty, and
yeah,
so it just made sense, and I already pay all my taxes here, so
yeah, exactly. Well, good for you, man. Congratulations on everything. Imaginary is the movie, and that's hitting theaters March 8th. Tom, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy, take care.
On with Mario Lopez.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Reilly, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.